Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Today is Tuesday, July 6th, and this is a new episode right here on the Slack is Talk podcast. Without further ado, let's get it in. What's up, everybody? I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Slack is Talk podcast. I hope everybody enjoyed their 4th of July holiday weekend. I hope everybody enjoyed their day off yesterday. I hope y'all had that good barbecue food straight off the grill. Charcoal, you know what I'm saying, of course. Gotta be charcoal, man. Not that gas grill, you know what I mean? It gotta be charcoal. You know how it is. It gotta be charcoal. I hope everybody, you know, just had a good holiday, man. I hope everybody was safe. I hope everybody had a good time, you know what I'm saying? Lighting their fireworks and everything. And I just hope, you know, everybody did it up. Now, on today's show, I want to talk about something that's interesting. And I think it's a perfect time to talk about it while we in the subject of, you know, holidays, being that we just had the 4th of July and everything. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a good time. And the topic that I'm talking about, or the topic that I want to talk about today, is Juneteenth. On today's show, I want to talk about Juneteenth. Now, I know a lot of you feel like, you know, that was more than 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it was. And I waited this long to talk about it by design. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to give it some time afterwards because I wanted to see how people felt about it at first. I wanted to get an opportunity to see what the people were saying about it because, you know, I hear a lot of mix. It's been mixed. Some people took it positive. Some people think it's not enough. Some people really don't care one way or the other. So I wanted to see, you know, what the response was before I had my input on it. And before I say anything, I just want to put out there that I'm an 80s baby. I was born in the 80s. So I can't say that I lived through slavery. The only thing that I can go off of is my research, things that I see or hear that's portrayed in movies about things that went on in the earlier years. I go off of things that older people may have told me or things that I've heard older people say. So just keep in mind that everything that I say about these topics that happened, you know, before my time, all of it is do research, do like movies and hearing it from older people. And that's the only thing I got off of. And I wanted to share that before I even, you know, get into it. Now, about Juneteenth, one of the things that I hear a lot is that June 19th wasn't the day that, you know, slavery ended. You know, there's a lot of conflict about when this day actually was. Now, a lot of people that I hear this from, as I said before, you know, I'm not in position to, you know, to confirm or deny it because, you know, I wasn't, you know, born then. But a lot of people that I hear say this, as far as their age, it kind of seems like they're in the same boat as me. Some of them are older, but some of them I don't think was around at that time either. But because they are older, they may have more knowledge of the situation than I do. You know what I'm saying? Now, about things like this, right? Being that I wasn't there at the time, I like to use a comparison on something that I love. And everybody that know me know that I'm a film producer. So I'm going to do a comparison in the film industry. Now, let's just take Malcolm X for an example. You know, Malcolm X, the movie, came out in the 90s. And ever since then, there's been countless of documentaries and, you know, little shows and movies and everything about his life. Now, Martin Luther King was killed in the 60s. Okay? He was killed in the 60s, right? So now, let's just hypothetically say that somebody was born in the 60s, right? Let's say somebody was born in 1960. Okay, it's 2021. That would put them at 61 years old. That would put them at 61. Now, in order for a person to say that they know the Malcolm X story, right? Being that he died in the 60s, right? If somebody claims to know the story, and what I mean by know, I'm not talking about, you know, somebody that just say they know. I'm talking about somebody that was there, somebody that lived through it, somebody that Malcolm X knew, you know, so to speak, and somebody that was close to him or very close to the situation. That's what I mean by know. In order for somebody to claim that they know the situation, they can't, I would like to think that they wouldn't be a kid. So, in order for you to know the Malcolm X story, I would say you should at least be 20 years old. 20 years old is young too. You know what I'm saying? Like, 20 years old is definitely still young. So, I mean, I'm just, for argument's sake, like, I'm going to start at the bare minimum. Let's just say 20 years old. So, okay, so you were born in the, you know, you were born like in 1940. So, that puts the person at least 80 years old, right? And just bear with me, I'm going somewhere with this. Now, there are still new stories coming out today about Malcolm X, about Martin Luther King, about Juneteenth, about freedom, about when slavery ended, about racism, and, you know, just the whole nine yards, everything that, you know, you could imagine, everything you could think of back in the day. There are new stories still developing and coming out. Question: are the people that's writing and producing these films and talking about it, are they in their 80s or 90s? When I look at the credits, I don't see anybody in their 80s or 90s that's getting writer credit and producing and stuff like that. Even if it's a name I never heard of, you can always Google it and look it up and see who that person is and see how old they are. You know, I don't see a lot of 80-year-olds in there, you know? So I say that to say this. If we're not of age, if we're not at the age where we could say we was there and, you know, give or take, there's not too many people left that was there during these times to say, like, when Juneteenth started or when this happened and when that happened, how do we legitimately know? And this is a real question. I don't have the answer. Like, how do we really know? You know, if someone, you know, older could call into the show or, you know, leave me an email and tell me how do we go about, you know, really finding these things, I would love to know. Because, you know what I'm saying, I do my research and I hear a lot of people talking and a lot of people have different takes. So I would like to know how do we find out? You know, I think that's a good question.
Welcome to the Vision Live Network. You are now tuned in to the Slack is Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Life Network. The Vision Life Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlifenetwork.com, go to the Slack is Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions are two proud sponsors of the Vision Live Network, working together to bring us the best listening experience possible. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions, two marquee names in our industry today. For more information, visit 40visionfilms.com.
Welcome back to the Slack is Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town now. And on today's show, I'm talking about Juneteenth. We're talking about Juneteenth, if you're just joining us. Now, on the first segment, I got kind of hyped up about, you know, how do we know these things if we're not of age, and, you know, how we know what's correct and what's not correct, and how this happened and how that happened. How do we know direct specifics? And I didn't even get into, you know, some of the other things. But for the most part, you know, like I said, people are 50-50. I hear a lot about, you know, this still doesn't change anything. We had to wait so long for it that it doesn't even make any sense now. You know, for the most part, I hear things like that. And, you know, my response is, I don't think it would ever be enough. You know, I don't think it would ever be enough to make up what we went through. You know what I'm saying? I just don't, you know. This has been going on, or it went on for a very long time. And I'm a person that believe that, you know, all the time that you spend recovering from something, if you think about it and the situation never had happened, the time that you spent recovering, that time could have been spent on getting ahead, you know? So I look at it from that point of view. I don't think it would ever be enough, but I believe that it's a start. You know, I believe that it's a start. I think sometimes what we do is we accomplish one thing and we get, you know, a certain thing done, and then we just cool out for a minute instead of, you know, keeping it going. You know what I'm saying? I think that's one of the issues. I think if we keep going, stay motivated and keep going and keep processing this thing one thing at a time, I think it will finally, you know, get there, or it'll keep getting closer. You know, I definitely believe that. Instead of concentrating on the things that people give us, let's concentrate on the things that we can do for ourselves. Like, let's take the voting for an example. I think on this last election, I think we finally woke up. I think the light finally came on, the bell rung, and we finally starting to realize that we do have a voice. And I believe that it was a record number of people that came out and voted. And because of this, now all these different kind of rules and situations are coming out, which, you know, of course, you know, we receiving that news as it being negative, and which it is. But also, let's take the positive out of it. These things are happening because we came out and we placed our vote. You know what I'm saying? Is they're responding to something positive that we did. You know what I'm saying? And let's not lose sight of that. And because of these things that's coming out now, let's not stop. You know, let's keep going. See, they, you know, these things are being done because they want to see who's serious about it. They want to see who's going to lay down all of a sudden. They want to see who's going to stop. And we have to keep going. That's the only way to get above it, to rise above it, is to keep going. I think that we are starting to realize that we have a lot of things available to us that we didn't know that we had available to us. You know what I'm saying? I think we're starting to realize that these things are available to us, and that's big. And there's a lot of people that didn't know they were eligible to vote, you know, and that's just one of the things. There's a lot of others, you know, there's a lot of others out there that a lot of other things that we don't know about. There are grants, you know, that you can get for school and certain things. All you have to do is just do research, you know. That's one of the things that I think we're starting to find out.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.
It's your boy Jason Slack on the Slack Is Talk podcast. We're talking about Juneteenth. You know, some people are disappointed about it. Some people don't care. Some people feel that it's not enough. And here on the Slack Is Talk, on the final segment, I just want to give my two cents of what I think about it. It's never going to be enough. They can never make up for the things that happen. But let's take it, you know? Let's take it. Why not take it and keep building, you know? Let's take it and keep adding to it. I think if we keep voting, I think voting is key. And this is real important to me, man. I think this is like one of the biggest issues. When I say vote, I don't mean let's just vote on who's going to be president or mayor or governor. Vote about the people in charge of your neighborhood. Vote for the people that's running in your school district. You know what I'm saying? Those are more important or just as important as the president. These are the people that have direct influence over what happens in your neighborhood. They have influence on the school that your kids go to. These are the people that's in direct contact with the mayor, with the governor. They have influence over those people. You know what I'm saying? So we get wrapped up into thinking that it's just about who's president or who's mayor, who's governor. Nah, it's underneath too that we're not looking at that, you know? And I think that's where it starts at. I think that's where it starts at. Let's go from there and branch on out. Let's not just be happy to be a part of something. You know, it's good to be a part of something positive or something that you want to do. But let's not stop there. Let's go for ownership. You know, let's own some things. You know, when you own it, you can run it how you want to run it. You can involve people that you want involved. You get to create your own staff. Let's create things that bring in more revenue. Let's create things that would bring in more jobs. You know, that's big, man. Let's do more of that. You know, let's work together. Let's not fight over who owns this and who owns that. Let's help each other come up. If somebody is not up to par, help them up. Help them out. Bring them up, you know, to your level or the level that they're supposed to be at. You know, when you see people creating rules against you and making stuff difficult, that means they fear you. You know, they wouldn't make these rules if they felt like they didn't have nothing to worry about. They making these rules because they see what can happen when people work together, when people understand what they have in front of them, when people see the things that they have available, this is what happens. You know, you have people that goes against that. And it's negative for them to try to do that, but it means that we're doing something right. They want to give you a holiday? Take it. You know, let's take it. And we'll just move forward so that we can go ahead and see what's next. This is the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and we'll talk again later on in the week.